It's time.
Now it is our job to report the news.
The big-ass giant world news.
The revolution will be broadcast.
On the Billy Madison Show, number 5.
All right, this is kind of interesting. So now they have the rise of the pre-erection condoms that men can have on up to 2 hours before they get it on. So you can have that sucker on there.
You're just rolling around with this condom on that's a pre one?
Yep. Just in case you get some.
That's funny, bro. Like, that's a funny condom.
You can have it on for up to 2 hours.
It's different, right? It's obviously different than a regular condom, no?
I guess. I didn't see a picture of it.
Okay.
It looks the same.
Huh.
But it's just one
they wear when they're, because normally you put a condom on like when you're about to do it.
Yeah, it's placed over the ding dong up to 2 hours in advance.
Huh.
Okay.
That is creepy.
And then once, you know, you start to get a little excited, that's when the condom expands.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's got plenty of room. The condom measures up to 7 inches.
I just find that to be a very creepy thing to wear.
Yeah.
The smart pre-erection condom is made of an ultra-thin synthetic resin AT-10. At 10.
I get what they're saying. It's like for like Tinder hookups and stuff like that, right? But it just feels very assaultish.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it says here that, you know, men can put them on up to 2 hours before getting it on to prevent from distractions and, you know, help you not to forget and also any last-minute worries.
Mm.
And then I guess it's awkward, like, getting that thing on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds awkward.
It's basically a sock for your ding-dong.
Yeah.
But, you know, wear it. Obviously safe sex is something that, you know, people should practice.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. So, you know, you could
try it.
Especially
if they're going to have many partners.
The new smart condom.
Big-ass giant world news number 4.
This may get you to not tip anymore.
Uh-oh.
You know, maybe at a sit-down restaurant, sure. But when you're going to Starbucks and they stick that thing out there and they're like, hey, this thing wants to ask you a question.
Yep.
Americans spend nearly $500 a year tipping more than they'd like to, according to new research.
Yeah.
$500 a year.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
When you break it down, that's almost like your water bill for the year.
It's like half of a car payment.
It could be. Or maybe it's your whole car payment for 1 month. Or your electric bill for 1 month.
Yeah.
So you're over-tipping by $500 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when they heard that...
No regrets, because they usually got big butts.
Okay. Well, that's just because you're at Ojos or whatever.
Yeah, buddy.
Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Twin Peaks.
Hooters.
Beer and all.
What's beer
and all? Where the hoes are at.
Yeah.
Just drive-through place where you pull up and get beer, and usually, like, some little cute-ass thing comes out and hooks you up.
All right, and then you have to tip her.
You don't have to, but I do.
You do.
Actually, I think, you probably should, tip her.
Well, it's crazy, because at our local grocery store, Derek will tip the cashier girl.
Yeah,
she's
and
got
they're
a
like,
big
sir?
Butt.
Yeah, they get weirded out by that.
Well, what is this for? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just saying, you know, what's up.
Yep.
Saying thank you.
Just letting you know I got it.
It's awful. Derek's at a Target. Girl with a fat ass. He's just tipping her.
Mm-hmm.
Goes,
I do.
Goes to the mall just tipping girls.
I do. I got a sandwich from one of our favorite places the other day, Jersey Mike's. And the girl making my sandwich had a big butt. And I sure did tip.
You tipped her.
I tipped her $10.
$10?
Damn. Yep.
As much as the sandwich.
You didn't see how big her ass was.
No, we didn't.
And maybe one of your sandwiches, but I get the big boy. So
what's the big boy sandwich?
It's the giant.
It's like $17, right?
Something like that. Don't worry about it. Watch your own pockets.
$17 for a sandwich?
It's a good sandwich.
I'm sure it's a great sandwich, but it's called the big boy?
No, it's called the giant.
The giant.
The giant. Yeah. I think you get the female or whatever.
I don't get the female.
Yeah, give me the female Philly.
I don't get that. I don't get the Philly. I don't get the female Philly. I always get turkey.
Okay, the female turkey then.
But I want my... I don't get the female turkey.
All right.
I haven't had a sandwich in a while.
Because you're not doing carbs.
No, I'm doing carbs.
Big-ass giant world news number 3.
Hero grandmother shoots burglar who interrupted Taylor Swift movie night with granddaughter before tending to his wound.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was enjoying a nice little Taylor Swift with movie night with her granddaughter.
Okay.
And a burglar came in, and granny shot the burglar.
What a badass
granny.
And
then the burglar's sitting there. Ah!
And then the granny helped the burglar.
Yeah.
But after the concert was over, right?
I'm sure after she shot him.
I don't know if she was swift about it.
Yeah. Man, what a badass granny, though.
She might have taken her time.
Like, that's amazing to be able to drop your kid off over at grandma's and know that if somebody tries to break in, that grandma's going to shoot that burglar. Like, that it's not going to be a situation where they just get overwhelmed.
Nope, she shot the burglar.
Yes. Big ass, giant world news, number two.
Warning for Kim Kardashian's beloved vampire facials after four women contract HIV at a New Mexico salon.
I believe it.
According to the CDC.
I mean, it's like, that whole process was weird.
You're using blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
Big ass, giant world news, number one.
Yeah, remember I said that Nard might have been a trendsetter?
Yep.
Nard had posted a video, and I know he posted it online for all to see.
Yeah.
Of he has pee-stained jorts on.
Oh, right.
These are jean shorts.
Yep.
And there's pee all over the front of them.
They are.
Well, now, it is now a fashion statement. Pee-stained jeans are in style right now.
Those
and the
not.
Price tag is pee? Insane. Yeah, pee-stained jeans.
What? That cannot be. That has to be trolling.
No, look. Right there, Derek.
That's disgusting.
Yep, on TMZ, pee-stained jeans.
Wow.
Hefty price tag. We're talking $800.
How stupid.
$800. Nard will do it for free.
All day.
He'll pee all over
all
your
day.
Jeans.
All day.